Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Glory That Follows. Today's devotional is written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I have just read from the King James Version. One of the greatest encouragements in times of suffering is knowing that glory always follows for those who remain faithful. God never wastes the pain his people endure for his name. Every sacrifice, every loss, and every tear becomes part of the story he is writing, and that story ends in glory. Jesus himself walked this path. He endured rejection, misunderstanding, and suffering before entering his glory. In the same way, believers often pass through seasons where obedience costs something. Yet these moments are temporary. The glory that follows is lasting and far greater than anything surrendered. This glory is not only future, but also begins to show even now. God strengthens the character of those who endure. He deepens their compassion, sharpens their faith, and increases their spiritual authority. What they lose outwardly, they gain inwardly. The Lord forms Christ within them, and that is a glory the world cannot take away. There is also a coming day when every hidden sacrifice will be revealed. Acts of faithfulness that went unnoticed on earth will be openly honored by the Lord. Those who stood firm when it was difficult will rejoice, knowing that their labor in the Lord was not in vain. Therefore, do not allow temporary suffering to define your perspective. Instead, see it as a passage leading to manifestation. The present may involve loss, but the future holds reward. The world may misunderstand now, but God fully understands and remembers. Go into today encouraged. Your faithfulness matters. Your endurance has meaning. The glory ahead is certain, and it will far outweigh every suffering you face for Christ. Prayer. Lord, help me keep my eyes on the glory that follows faithful obedience. Strengthen me to endure, and let my life reflect Christ even in difficult seasons. May I rejoice in the hope of the glory you have prepared. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Isaiah 40 to 44. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.